Welcome to the TIP-TV Finance Show, where it is Monday, the 22nd of May. I'm joined by Matt Brand, an independent market strategist. How are you today, Matt?
I'm very well. Happy Monday to you, Zach.
Happy Monday to you. Obviously, the excitement of Pippa getting married, finally, we don't want to hear about it anymore because the bill that was infernal and eternal. I think the main thing there was the cost of it, 700,000, something like that?
Yeah, huge cost. I don't know who's footing the bill, the hedge fund or the father of the bride, but... A big cost. I had a better offer, so I didn't attend the wedding, I'm sure.
I was there carrying everybody's bags. so that was the luggage attendant. But who says elitism is dead?
Yes, indeed.
Continues well into the 21st century. Let's go on to the financial markets, where President Trump has traveled to Israel, peace talks, peace process in focus. Obviously, he will succeed where nobody else has in the last 2,000 years.
Well, let's hope he does. It's actually been a successful little jaunt by Trump. A $110 billion arms deal with Saudi Arabia. This is the country accused of orchestrating 9/11. So, on the back of that, that's a good trade. I doubt he'll get much in the way of peace in Israel, as you say. Many have attempted and failed over the years, but it's taken the flak out of everything that's going on in the White House with the FBI and the Russian investigations. At the
moment. You never know; he might surprise us. You know, he could be a talented diplomat.
Well, apparently, he's now actually reading off the autoprompt without actually going freestyle.
It's a new
style for him.
He's actually doing
what he should be doing, but as I say, it takes a bit of flak off what's going on in the White House. And the market's taking a breather on the back of it.
Okay, let's go on to the chief of the London Stock Exchange has warned Brussels that stripping London of its euro clearing business could increase trading costs by 100 billion euros. Why Brussels would listen to him, I don't know. what the advantage of the euro clearing process has been to this great city, I don't know either. I don't think anybody's actually said.
If it's going to cost 100 billion euros, then it's obviously been a benefit to have it in London. I think about 75% of euro clear trades, European denominated trades, go through London. So why that needs to go back to Europe, I don't understand. We need the clearing houses here. It's good for jobs, good for business, good for transactions.
So it doesn't actually make a difference to the ordinary person in the street.
Well, if it's going to cost us 100 billion euros, at some point the ordinary person on the street is going to have to pay for that. So, it'd be good to keep it in London.
Okay, great. All right, let's go on to crude oil prices rise on a possible OPEC deal. OPEC meets this Thursday, as we've heard from Gaurav Sharma from the IB Times earlier on. What's your take here? I mean, it seems to be that they managed to stabilise crude oil.
Yeah, stabilised for now. We'll see what they come out with on Thursday if the extension to the cuts goes into May 2018. That's certainly positive for oil, but the pressure is from the US. It's the US shale oil, and I think that is going to weigh on the price and possibly drive it back down again.
Okay, let's go on to... heard on Twitter, Sean Richards, one of our regular guests from Not a Yes Man Economics, Mario Draghi and the ECB QE crew will not be pleased to see the euro strengthening to 1.12 versus the US dollar this week. It is looking rampant, isn't it?
Oh, fantastic. I mean, it's smashed through the 1.10 level. This is going to be bad for the likes of Germany, though, exporting the powerhouse. So that will affect the underlying economics there in the ECB, as say with Germany, but it also means it's harder for Europe to inflate its way out of debt potentially.
Okay, going on more on Twitter, Jeffrey Dorman, as a currency, Bitcoin is not, nor shall it be. There are two big problems with Bitcoin as a currency. Its value is unstable and its transaction processing is too slow. Compare and contrast that with the Great British Pound. see how that's been going over the last few months. And also, when somebody gives you a cheque, how long that takes to clear.
Yeah, five days. I think we're looking at the end of the year. It might be down to three, but transaction timing is too slow on the pound. What do you make of Bitcoin? It's gone through $2,000. It's onwards and upwards.
It's a new gold, isn't it? It's doing what gold should be doing.
Yeah, but it feels like an asset bubble. Really does feel like an asset bubble.
Okay. So we basically don't agree with Jeffrey, do we?
I do agree with him.
All right.
I'd say it's overvalued.
Okay, I was talking about, but he was really talking about it being a currency rather than...
As a currency, I think it's a long way off, but I don't fully understand Bitcoin. And, and because of that, a lot of people are finding it hard to actually put a value on it. And it is about supply and demand. People don't want to be caught out, hence we've seen a big push higher.
Okay.
But I think gold is still a safe haven.
Gold is still gold. Okay, let's go on to the economic calendar. Rather thin today, but we do have our dear Prime Minister, Theresa May, speaking, hopefully trying not to reduce her lead over Jeremy Corbyn any more than she already has. She's done too much. She's just done nothing at all. It's a bit like Cameron with the referendum. If he'd done nothing, he would have won it, and he'd still be Prime Minister. With her consumerism approach, she seems to be eroding her lead.
Yes, it's too much. I mean, it's interesting to see that lead being eroded, you know, quite aggressively. I'm sure that will turn around at some point, but polls, they're still going to win, let's be honest, but the polls at the moment are favouring Corbyn, or improving for Corbyn, but he may come out and start speaking a lot more, and that could all unwind.
That could ruin it too.
Yes.
Okay, let's go on to the FX sentiment powered by Oanda, and the typical spread we've had over recent weeks, short of... Cable, dollar CAD, and euro dollar, very short of euro dollar now as well, over 70%. And then obviously long of gold and silver, which looks a bit more comfortable than before. But that euro situation looks to be a bit of a do or die now, doesn't it?
As there are people taking profits now, it's probably gone up too much, too quickly.
Okay, let's go on to... The euro dollar, from Investors Intelligence, just to rub salt into the wounds there, a golden cross moving average, a golden cross there between on the euro dollar chart, and presumably heading towards the 113, 114 on that type of perspective there. Next up, we've got broker recommendations. I picked out Bunzl because it's possibly, for me, it's one of the most dull companies you can ever imagine. It's so dull, I actually have to keep checking what it actually does. But it's an international distribution and outsourcing group, which doesn't actually make me feel any more enthusiastic about it either. But at least there we had Hold previously from Jefferies. They've now gone down to underperformance / the target a bit there, down to £19.50. And Deutsche Bank with a bit of micromanagement on their hold recommendation, changing it from 16 to 16.15. I'd love to know on what basis they've tweaked 15 pence on the share price target there.
They just felt they needed to do some work on a Monday morning. It's, right. It's a small change, micro change.
And then finally we've got Coos, which is supposed to be, from my memory, the Indian ASOS.
Okay.
So that was
not a company I'm aware of.
No, it wasn't. It's but it's just that that's sort of the hook in the market, and the old target there at Peel Hunt, 100 pence now down to 80 pence, so it hasn't quite fulfilled the promise there. But that's the end of the Tip TV, the initial part of the Tip TV Finance Show. Matt Brown, independent market strategist. Thanks for opening that for us.